says, you know how hard your heart says in the rebellion during the days of testing in the desert. So give it a tell how we can just accept how God tests us and not turn our backs against God or our parents. You know, like if we do something wrong and they spank us or discipline us, we can either accept that and you learn from it, or we harden our hearts and turn rebellious. Just tell maybe how we can an example. We just listen to our parents give us a job to do, and we just do it joyfully. I'm glad to do it, and we listen. That's doing what you're not. And if you don't, then you're rebellious. If you rebel against your parents, then you're not rebel against God. Do you understand? Alright, so just, I guess you can say your verses.
You're supposed to tell about someone who did something good for someone else. And
Randall, I was just going to say, you all don't have to say the person's name if you don't want to.
Okay, well, on the news there was a woman that her son was going to have a birthday, and she went and she stole the ingredients for the birthday cake, but then she got caught in the act, and she left the ingredients there and then ran home, and the police found out about it, and he found where she lived, and he went and bought the ingredients for her and went and gave the ingredients to her because he said he couldn't spoil the birthday.
One time there was a man, he wanted to do something, that he had his own things to do, but then there was someone else who needed help, and they helped them the rest of the day.
Jesus spit on the ground and made clay and rubbed it on the blind man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool, and he did, then he came back seeing.
One time one of my brothers gave me some money, and then I wanted to give them something then too.
I read a true story this week that was about these people that were trying to get to the South Pole, and they were going, and then their ship got stuck, and the men were mad at the captain, and then he just was kind to them and helped keep them cheered up, and then they got back to safety, and then they loved him when they were back.
There's a man I know of, and it seems like with whatever he is doing, he tries to make sure that this one other man's doing okay.
All right, here it is.
Heard a story the other day about a guy. He, I don't know who he is. He lives kind of over behind Butterfield, back kind of down in the hills, and just an older guy. Him and his wife, real nice people, and he had some neighbors that lived up behind him that were into drugs and just really messed up and just whatever. And the authorities finally come in there and kind of bust them up, and had, I think they arrested some of them, and the rest of them had to move off and whatever. And one of the guys that moved off had a boy. I don't remember what he said. It was 10 or 11 probably, and he got killed. And the guy told his wife, he said, why don't you go get some pizzas? And he said, we'll find out where they moved to, and we'll go take them some supper. He said, know, they weren't much more than thugs, but he said they're still humans, and that just kind of made me think, you know, a lot of people, it's easy to look down on those kind of people, and, but, you know, they're still humans, and they need the same amount of love as everybody else.
David spends most of his time helping people and going to the nursing home and stuff. That inspires me to do the same, that are less fortunate than me.
One time me and one of my brothers were arguing, and I just saw how that my other brother was just not, just staying out of it, and I just want to be that way.
We have some neighbors who, they don't really have a lot of money, but so every now and then Mom will go up there and they'll just help her buy food. Mom will help them buy food and clothes and stuff like that.
One time a few years ago we did a job for a man, and it was a pretty big job, and then he didn't pay, and then so Daddy forgave him, and Daddy took him some groceries, and then the same man had us do another job for him, and then that time he paid.
Jesus did a lot of good things that helps me to inspire me to do good as well.
We were working this week, and I didn't really want to go help Dad with the job we were working here. And I saw that Dad was just happy building things, and I thought, well, if I look at it a different way, then I'll want to do it that way. So I started looking at it that way all the rest of that day, and the next day I wanted to go help because it was fun and exciting. I wanted to go help.
It was back in history, there's this guy, Benjamin Franklin, he's growing up, he wasn't a very good worker with his brother. He made him work for his brother for free in a print shop, but when he got older, he realized that it did some good, and he started helping other people and helping everybody.
Recently got done reading a book about Mother Teresa, and would just help the poorest of the poor in India, and they'd have the lepers, they would have wounds, and they'd get infected, and they'd just smell horrible, just with the rotten flesh, and they'd breathe them in, they'd bathe them, and when people would come by, and they'd just have to hold their nose and hurry, and just, but her and the ladies that help her, they looked at it as, you said, whatever you did, the least of me, you've done it unto me, the least of mine, you've done it unto me. And so she would tell, when a new girl would come help, she would just tell them, just thank you if you were cleaning one of Jesus' wounds. And that's just how they thought about it. Even if it stunk just horrible, they just think, I've been getting to clean one of Jesus' wounds.